This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Tuesday, the 12th of October. The government's rejected the finding of a report that its delay to implementing lockdown at the start of the coronavirus pandemic represented one of the UK's most important public health failures. An investigation by the Science and Technology and Health and Social Care Committees claims that was one of a series of mistakes that cost thousands of lives. But Cabinet Office Minister Steve Barclay says the government experienced the same difficulties as others around the world.
I remember sitting in the Treasury in terms of the PPE that we were seeking to procure. We were competing with a global market where every country was scrambling for additional PPE. So we were by no means alone in terms of that response. But of course, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, there will be issues that we could have done differently.
The report's highlighted decisions made on social distancing. One of its authors is Greg Clark, the chair of the Science and Technology Committee. He's told Times Radio that before the pandemic, the government had a team that was tasked with predicting and preparing for pandemics.
We stood down that capacity. We heard evidence that there was, in the Civil Contingencies Secretariat of the Cabinet Office, people specifically employed to look at pandemic infections, and they were redeployed.
The Prime Minister is backing a bailout of industries such as ceramics and steel that are struggling with the cost of their energy bills. Boris Johnson's intervention represents a victory for Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng over the Chancellor. Shadow Financial Secretary to the Treasury, James Murray, says it's time for Rishi Sunak to step up.
He needs to come out of hiding. You know, we've got the Prime Minister on holiday. No one knows where the Chancellor is. The Business Secretary seems to be making things up as he goes along. And there are companies in energy-intensive sectors who need a plan.
The number of people on company payrolls increased by 207,000 between August and September to a record 29.2 million. But as the Times business editor Richard Fletcher explains, the number of job vacancies in September was almost 1.2 million, a new all-time high.
The job market remains really strong. As you say, a record number of people in work, that can't be bad news, can it? But, you know, there are these fears about shortages, and I suspect the rise in average weekly earnings, although it's sort of slipped slightly to 6% year on year from 6%. 0.8%, you know, will sort of raise fears of, you know, are we going to see inflation?
And missions to space could be launched from UK soil for the first time next year, a prospect described as very exciting by the operations director of the Shetland Space Centre. It's announced a deal with the company Skyrora, which will use a launch pad on the Isle of Unst for the next decade. Normally, rockets are launched from near the equator, but Scott Hammond has told Times Radio why they are doing the opposite.
These ones constantly are going over each of the poles. And for those, you do not want Earth spin because you have to counter the Earth spin with fuel. If you have to take more fuel, you've got less passengers. So therefore, the higher the latitude, the better. And that's why being as far north as we can get in the UK gives us a big, big advantage.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.